Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 107 with just myself, Trevor Cowley. Kel's out of town, enjoying a trip in Montana with his family. So hopefully he's having a good time. I saw him post a picture of a big fish he caught. So that's, you know, always a good time. So to be able to spend time with loved ones is really the entire reason why we make the sacrifices that we make and invest the money that we make and really go through the shit that we all go through as entrepreneurs. So it's always good to see, you know, him go enjoy time with his family. It's always good for me to be able to do that as well. But guys, today I want to talk about a topic that, you know, I like quite a bit. It's really different than, you know, what most people talk about in terms of vibrations and frequencies and energies. It's kind of that foo-foo stuff that not a lot of people really get into because you can't see, you know, frequencies or vibrations or energy, right? People like to talk about things that they could see, touch, feel. This is why you get these individuals on social media showing you, you know, cars, houses, planes, boats, whatever it is, basically the lifestyle so that you could see what they have. Because in a lot of cases, people need a lot more proof and proof through, you know, a visual stimulation or to be able to touch something in order to feel as though that it's real. Before I go into it too much, I wanted to do a quick shout out to, you know, an RBO listener named Brad that we met in the Dallas airport last week. It was good of him to walk up to us and have a quick conversation with us. So if you guys ever see us in public, make sure that you come up to us, shake our hand, and we could show you the appreciation that you deserve for supporting the podcast and our social media and our businesses just in general. So shout out to you, Brad. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming up and saying hi. And again, look forward to meeting probably some of you other listeners randomly at different cities or airports or whatever it may be. But back to, you know, frequencies, vibrations, the devices that we have on our hands, you know, it connects to Wi-Fi or it's not connected to Wi-Fi, or it's connected to 5G or it's not connected to 5G. In other words, it's either connected to a frequency, and if it's not connected to a frequency, it just doesn't work. That's how you get spotty service, right? And so not only that, I mean, the radios that we listen to in vehicles, you have to tune into a specific frequency in order to get a clear message, right? And I'm a big believer in energy, frequency, and vibrations, right? And there was an experiment done by, an individual. I can't, you know, quote it or say who it was. I just remember reading or hearing about it at one point. And this individual wanted to do an experiment on water, okay? This water experiment was basically, it's similar to maybe some of the experiments that you've seen done in schools where they talk down to a plant, tell them it's ugly, it's stupid, whatever, whatever. And then over a period of time, the plant starts kind of wilting, right? And then they have the exact same plant in the exact same window pell that they speak positive things to. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're strong, whatever it is, right? So they one's speaking negatively and one's speaking positively. And the one that's spoken positively to ends up obviously flourishing. The one that they were speaking negatively to ends up wilting away and slowly dying, right? That's proof right there visually that words are frequency. Words are energy. It is a vibration. And even down to the point of plants being able to be affected by these vibrations or these frequencies. And an individual decided to do something different, a little different, similar concept, where they would play water or play music or sounds to water while they were in the process of slowly freezing the water to see how the crystals would look once frozen. So they played positive music to some water and the crystals were beautiful, and they played, you know, terrible, you know, let's say death metal, right? I'm not a big fan of it, but I know some of you guys that might speak to your dark soul. But they put music on that wasn't the most positive music, yelling, screaming, nasty stuff, right? And the crystals formed in almost like a deformed manner, like sharp, like just really nasty and ugly looking. If you guys want, you guys can go ahead and Google it. You know, there's information out there about this water experiment that they did. And really what I took from it was the fact that we as human beings are 70 to 80% water. So if we're 70 to 80% water and positive music or vibrations or frequency can crystallize water when it's being frozen to make it beautiful, and negative music can deform it, that shows you right there the importance of the information or the importance of things that we put into our body and or listen to on a day-to-day basis, right? And so we've all watched something that gave you that nasty feeling, or you've also watched something that inspired you and gave you that wonderful feeling. That's a vibration or a frequency. Even in a movie, you know it's fake, but it can still send a certain vibration or frequency to you to make you tear up and cry and feel that emotion, right? And so I want you guys to start understanding the power of energy, frequency, and vibrations. Even as I'm getting my pilot's license, we have to learn about the frequency or vibration or magnetic pull of the earth, right? And so if you're flying east, they say east is least. So there's a negative magnetic heading when you fly east, and there's a positive magnetic heading when you fly west. They say west is best, east is least. And that's how you remember, you know, to recalibrate the degree heading that you're ultimately flying in. If you're flying east, you need to adjust it for that negative magnetic frequency or pull of the earth. I mean, even waves are created by the frequency that the moon puts out, right? If the moon didn't exist, we wouldn't have waves. Animals, randomly, without being told what to do, they know where to migrate, how to migrate, you know, and what path that they need to be flying on for certain seasons of the year. Why? Because there's a certain frequency or vibration that tells them that they need to do that thing, right? Animals could see hear vibrations that we as human beings can't hear, right? They say dogs can hear at a whole different level than humans can hear. So they're picking up on different frequencies that we don't even pick up on. So just because we don't pick up on it, we can't visually see it or hear it, does not mean that it doesn't exist. So the issue that I have here is, we're all just a form of consciousness, right? So anything that we put in front of us, it comes into our consciousness, okay? And we become aware of it. And your brain is just a record, right? It just records everything that's coming in. And the idea is to really protect your consciousness and protect it by choosing the positive route over the negative route, choosing more positive music than negative music, listening to positive people rather than negative people, whether it's podcasts, whether it's what you watch on TV, you know, a lot of these things that you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis aren't serving you, and you're just kind of passing the time. You don't think much of the music that you listen to or what you watch on TV. It's not that big of a deal, so to speak, is really the mindset that we all have initially when we listen to music or watch TV or hang out with certain people. You know, they're cool, I like them, but you can also see patterns that really aren't that healthy. Maybe they speak negatively about other people, that being around that ultimately doesn't serve you, right? And so you have to protect your ecosystem because of these frequencies or vibrations or these energies. Are you a high vibrating frequency? Are you a high energy individual? And if you're not, it's probably because you're putting low frequency or low vibrating things into your mind or into your body. And that could come in the form of food, right? There's even tests done on food where they measure the frequency of the food. And the average food that we eat that's available to us on a day-to-day basis can measure it anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 hertz, right? There's fruits and veggies that can go up to 50 hertz in vibration. And then there's certain superfoods, and you know, I once I found this out, there's like Irish sea moss. There's a thing called Shilajit. There's a few other superfoods or super vitamins or ingredients that vibrate at a very, very high frequency. So Irish sea moss vibrates at like 200 and something hertz when the average food that we eat vibrate at 5 to 10 hertz. So the food that you're putting into your system, the water versus the soda, all of these things have the ability to throw off your energy, throw off your vibration or the frequency that you're putting out. And I'll tell you this much right now, I'm a firm believer that I'm in the situation that I'm in financially, you know, mentally, emotionally, based upon the fact that I started to become more aware of energies and frequencies and vibrations. And I think you need to do better about controlling your environments and understanding the power of vibrations or frequencies and how it has the ability to affect you, whether positive or negative. And so some of the things that you can ultimately work on to put yourself in a situation where you're vibrating at a different frequency and you have a different energy. We've all been around people and we're like, man, I just really don't vibe with that person because maybe they're not vibrating at the frequency that you're tuned into, right? Maybe you're vibrating at a high frequency and they're a low frequency type of individual. And so you just really, you're not really connecting. Individuals usually connect when they're vibrating at a very similar frequency. And that could be a low frequency and it could be a high frequency. Why do drug addicts hang out with other drug addicts? They're all low vibrating frequency type people. Why do people who like to gossip hang out with other people who like to gossip? Low vibrating type people. Why do people who enjoy fitness hang out with other people who enjoy fitness? Because again, they're on that same frequency. Okay, so that shows you the power of the frequency you put out. So the real question is, what type of frequency are you putting out? Are you putting out a frequency that ultimately attracts exactly what you're looking for in life? The frequency that I put out is delayed gratification. This frequency that I'm putting out is making sacrifices so that the universe as a whole can see that I'm willing to make certain sacrifices and that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get to the goal that I say that I want. Right. And so through every single one of your day-to-day interactions and habits will determine whether you're vibrating at a high frequency, low frequency. And I'm a big believer that the universe as a whole is just basically vibing you to determine whether or not you're an individual of value, whether you're an individual that would take advantage of opportunities. And I think certain people get presented opportunities that other people don't get, because they're just vibrating at a different frequency, at a different level than those other individuals. And so a few things that you can work on that will help you start vibrating at a higher frequency, having more energy to accomplish the goals that you're trying to accomplish. You know, some of the things that I do is I work on affirmations. Within the first, I think it's like 20 minutes or 30 minutes in the morning, when you wake up, you're still in what's called a theta state. In other words, it's like a dream type state. And dreams aren't really something that happens in your conscious mind. It's something that happens subconsciously, okay? And so usually when you want to make a change, you have to make conscious effort over and over and over a long period of time for all of those efforts to then backlog into your subconscious, because that's what we normally operate off of every single day. When you react to something, you're not consciously reacting to it. It's based upon your experiences of the past, right? And so, and your beliefs are based upon your experiences of the past as well. So one of the first things that I do in the morning is make sure that I control the frequency that comes into my mind. And so the affirmations thing, I listen to Affirmations for Greatness by Ray Lewis every single morning. That's one of the first things that I listen to when I wake up and get out of bed, because I want to solidify certain things in my brain that I want to believe about myself. And I want to hear that over and over and over. Because if you speak negatively to a plant, let's say they played one negative song as they were freezing the water, it wouldn't have been as deformed as it was. Or if you speak one time negatively to a plant, it's just not going to wilt over and just die. This is a consistent effort every single day, whether it's positive or negative, to determine whether it'll blossom or whether it'll ultimately die out, right? And so I want to make sure that I'm consistent with my habits in terms of some of the things that I do, so that I, again, can solidify some of the beliefs that I have about myself or beliefs that I want to have about myself. And so Affirmations for Greatness by Ray Lewis is like 2 minutes and 30 seconds or something like that. And my drive to the gym in the morning's, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. So usually I listen to that, you know, several times on the way because, again, I know that my brain is still in theta state. In other words, it's passing my conscious and it's going right into my subconscious rather than having to take years and years and years in order for it to be a conscious thing that happens over and over for it to backlog into your subconscious, if that makes any sense.
And if other people want to listen to it, where can they listen to that?
You can find the Affirmations for Greatness by Ray Lewis on Spotify is where I listen to it. I'm sure you can Google it and find it on YouTube or however you want to listen to it. It could be probably on iTunes. I don't know. But just search Affirmations for Greatness by Ray Lewis, and you should be able to find it again. It's about 2 minutes and 30 seconds or so, something like that. And so when I'm in theta state, I listen to that over and over and over. That's the first thing that I put into my mind on a day-to-day basis because I want to start my day off on the right frequency with the right vibration so that I go into the day with the right energy. Does that make sense? So next is, you know, moving my body, okay? Exercising, because I know if I'm moving my body's going to be healthier. If my body's healthier, it has the ability to, again, vibrate at a different frequency. Then when I go home, I make sure I say a prayer of gratitude. I don't ask for anything during a prayer. All I'm doing in that moment is showing gratitude for the abundant things that I already have in my life, the love that I have in my life, the abundance of opportunities, the abundance of the abilities that I've been given, the ability of choice, free agency to make any decision I want throughout the day that has the ability to impact me in a positive way or a negative way, again, based upon what decision I make at that moment. So after I say my prayer of gratitude, I sit down and I meditate for 10 minutes every single morning so that I can clear my mind and I can make sure that I'm getting my energies or my vibration and frequency right. In other words, I'm trying to control my state within the first 2 hours of every single day so that I can get in a certain state that I know serves me, that I know I can perform at my peak when I'm in that state, right? And so this has taken many, many years of changing my morning routine, making some adjustments to kind of find this system or this morning routine that works for me and puts me in a state that I like to be in that I know will ultimately serve me throughout the day to help me make better decisions, have better energy, and again, put out a certain vibration so that I could attract the things that I want in my life. Another way to do it is read self-improvement books. Watch how you speak about yourself because, again, all they did is speak to the plants or all they did is speak to the water for it to ultimately be deformed or crystallize in a beautiful way. And so the information that you're digesting or putting into your mind on a day-to-day basis will determine whether you're growing in a deformed manner or you're blossoming into this new, greater individual that you have the possibility to become. And so, you know, affirmations, the meditations, reading self-improvement books, investing into, you know, groups of individuals. You guys know that we're a part of several entrepreneurship groups and again, we're investing into a certain vibration or frequency or energy that we feel every single time we enter that room because it's all high vibrating type people who are trying to accomplish something great in their life. And we all know that you can't accomplish anything great being negative. So it's a room full of people that are positive, that are risk takers, that also like to surround themselves with other individuals that again are vibrating at the same frequency that they are. So the type of foods that you can eat, we already discussed. The frequency that food puts out. Again, if you guys haven't studied any of this or looked up any of this information, I suggest you start Googling foods and vibrational frequencies or music and vibrational frequencies, right? There's even vibrational frequencies that you can use to sleep to make sure that you have better sleep. Some people do that on Spotify. You can literally put vibrations of frequency for better sleep and you'll be able to find like playlists that put out a certain frequency that make your brain relax a little bit more, right? And so all these things have shown that frequency and vibrations are real, but yet we don't take them serious whatsoever. We're not consciously trying to control the things that we put into our mind, the vibrations that we put ourselves in, the rooms that we put ourselves in, right? And so that's why I think that individuals are living a life of lack, is because they're really lacking good information, because they're not controlling the information that comes into their consciousness, right? And so red light therapy, that's another one, okay? We can't see anything. We just see red lights, but it has a healing energy about it that you can't see, but your body can feel. There's so much proof of energy and frequencies on the earth on a day-to-day basis that we can't even see, that we can't hear, that we quite don't understand, that you actually have to get scientists and understand what's going on around the world that we don't even really, again, acknowledge on a day-to-day basis. And so I wanted to make this episode short and sweet. I challenge you guys to put yourself in a better situation by controlling the information that you're putting into your mind on a day-to-day basis. Podcasts like this are obviously uplifting, challenging you, forcing you to think a little bit different. And that's really the idea, is to continue to do stuff like that. Because I know for a fact, if you're listening to positive information, it's hard to get in low places when you're doing all the right things. It's easy to find yourself in a low place when you abandon all the things that you were doing that were serving you at one point. And if you analyze the life that you have and you look at, you know, times that were good in your life, you were probably surrounding yourself with wonderful people. You were probably reading more or putting certain content into your mind that was positive. And the times that you find yourself in low places, you are either doing a couple different things, surrounding yourself with the wrong people, or you're becoming a recluse and you're not surrounding yourself with anybody. So you're putting yourself in a situation where you just feel sorry for yourself. And when all you're doing is thinking about yourself, you're going to start feeling sorry for yourself, right? I enjoy giving gifts more than I like getting gifts, because it lights up somebody else. You give that energy or that frequency to that individual that makes you feel good. And so again, the challenge is to start understanding how real energy is. I would say that I'm in the financial situation that I'm in right now based upon the type of energy that I put out on a day-to-day basis. A lot of people say, well, how do you have so much energy? Well, I don't feel like it sometimes. That I promise you. Sometimes it's fabricated energy because I want to act as though or act as if. Because if I do that for a long enough period of time, then my default setting will be energetic, right? And so that's what I try to do. I'm not the smartest guy in the entire world. Do I have the ability to outwork other people that are very smart? Absolutely. I use the abilities that are given to me to try to make progress. You've all been given gifts, but we all have the same opportunity to control what we have the ability to control through our day-to-day decisions. And my challenge is to make sure that your daily decisions are conscious of the energies and vibrations and the frequencies that you put yourself in on a day-to-day basis. Again, surrounding yourself with negative people, you're going to be a low vibrating individual. There's no possible way that you're just going to be a positive, energetic, wonderful individual if you're surrounded by negativity 24/7. We've already seen that in the form of the plant experiment. We've already seen that in the form of the water experiment. All this stuff is true and real. Again, it's just not talked about because it's not fun, sexy, or cool. But at the end of the day, it matters. It's important. So act as though that it is, so that you can put yourself in a situation that other individuals can't put themselves in because they're not conscious of the information that we've given you today. So make sure that you guys are rating, reviewing the podcast, showing love back. Give us that same frequency. Give us that same energy that we're trying to give to you to help you live a better life, a more positive life, a more energetic life. And we would greatly appreciate you taking 2-3 minutes out of your day, dropping a review, sharing the information with a friend that might be in a low place right now that could use a little pick-me-up. Our job is to serve other people on this earth. And the only way that you have the ability to serve somebody in a positive way is by making sure you're serving yourself first and making sure you're taking this stuff that we talked about today seriously so that you have the energy to give to other people to help lift them up. Guys, as always, take care, kick ass, have a wonderful day.